Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Chum Hall of Fame.
The Al Villisca Show continues.
Meyer just came in.
Hello there.
Good morning, Meyer.
Hello there.
How are you?
Fine.
You haven't been with us for a little while. Where have you been?
Oh, well, I was over in Europe for a day or two.
And how did you like it over there in Europe?
Oh, let me tell you, I found girls over in Europe. Boy, can they kiss like you never saw.
The girls can really kiss over
there,
eh?
As a matter of fact, once I kissed four in a row, Tilly, Millie, Philly, and Morris.
Morris?
Yeah, you know, it gets pretty foggy in there.
I'll see you later. Now, these are the world's worst jokes. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Show me a cat
that a mouse can trust. Doctor, I've got this problem, doctor.
Is it drinking?
No.
Gambling?
No.
Women?
No.
Smoking?
No.
Well, for goodness sake, what is your problem?
I'm not having any fun. Doctor, can you see me first?
Why?
I just swallowed a hand grenade. It's now 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. 6 after 7. The roads are very deceiving again this morning. There's at least a three-car collision on Mount Pleasant and Roxborough because of icy conditions. About 5 people are injured in that one. And Don Mills and Eglinton, another accident. An ambulance has been dispatched to that one, we're told. As we say, the roads are deceiving. They may not look slippery, and they may not be slippery for a mile or so. But then you'll hit an icy patch, and we may have a repeat of what happened yesterday when something like, and I'm not exaggerating, 300 automobiles were involved in accidents. At 8 o'clock this morning, we present mayoralty candidate Mr. Frank Nasso to be interviewed by Bill Dryly and myself. If you're interested in the civic election, and you should be, if I may say so, I hope that you will listen at 8 this morning. It's 7 after 7 o'clock. But now the unofficial mayor of Toronto, Meyer.
Hello there.
Hello, Meyer.
How's by you?
I'm very well, thank
That's
you.
That's nice.
You driving carefully this morning?
Driving carefully this morning and reciting poetry.
You're reciting poetry?
Yes.
Let me hear your poem.
I brought a poetry.
All right, it goes like this.
It goes like this. From number 9, Pen Viper Muse, there's really abdominal news. They've discovered a head in the box for the bread, but nobody seems to know whose.
The Ballad of the Dying Cowboy.
The day, like my empty, lonesome life, is drawing to a close. Deep in the west, the sun drops down and rests like a fiery, glowing crown on the hills we used to roam. I will see them no more.
Those hills have always been my home since first I learned to ride. And there many times have I passed the day, while close by my side was the laughter gay of my love, soon to be my bride.
Passed me by since the night we were to wed. That night my love was taken ill. I ran to her side where I stayed until the morning when she was dead. I love you, she said at the end.
Since then, I have faced an empty world with longing in my heart. Her absence has been like a burning flame. I've asked the hills, why in God's name cruel death has forced us to part?
Echoes were all I could hear. hours I've left are few. And then I will meet my love again when I ride the trail across heaven's plain. Our true love will renew. Darling, I'm coming to you.
Darling, I'm coming to you.